Flash flood watch kicks in over the holiday weekend today. Scattered showers and storms possible tonight. Tomorrow, they are likely. High today, 90. Tonight, 68. 80s tomorrow. We stay warm this holiday weekend. More rain, more storms Saturday. Saturday night, maybe Sunday, dries out a bit toward the end of the holiday weekend. From the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Woolenhouse.
Right now, 69.
Technology's supposed to be easy, but what happens when you have printer problems, home network issues, or you get a virus? Check out Blue Valley Telecommunications' new solution, Blue Pro. With our support package, you have access to 24/7 technical support for all your connected electronics. Plus, you get antivirus and anti-theft protection, password keepers, and parental controls. All the technology help you need to make your life easy for only $14.99. For more information, call us today at 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Blake Cripps, a Kansas City man who tried unsuccessfully to firebomb an office of U.S. Representative Emanuel Cleaver was sentenced to 10 years in federal prison with no chance of parole. Eric King was sentenced Tuesday in federal court for the September 11th vandalism at Cleaver's congressional office in downtown Kansas City. No one was in the building at the time. Two Molotov cocktails did not ignite. King pled guilty in March to using explosive materials to commit arson. Investigators say King broke an office window with a hammer. One of the firebombs went through the window and another bounced off the side of the building. And a Kansas man is charged with stealing a shuttle van at an airport and then trying to take off in a jet to fly to Miami. Kansas City Star reports 21-year-old Adam Scott of Overland Park was charged in Clay County, Missouri with two counts of first-degree tampering. He also faces a tampering charge in Platt County. Mid-America Network News.
The Home Depot has Hampton Bay's new 52-inch Rockport LED ceiling fan for just $79.97. It comes in three finishes. It saves on energy bills, and its long-life LED bulbs also save on lighting costs. One more thing. Its quick-fit mounting system makes installation a breeze, saving another kind of energy. Yours. Get a new spin on installation with the Rockport ceiling fan, just $79.97. Now at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
My name is Roosevelt. I always thought that cigarette smoking just messed up your lungs. I never thought that at only 45 would give me a heart attack. And I never thought that it would change my life forever. My tip is, do your heart a favor and quit now.
Heart attack risk drops as soon as you quit. Call 1-800-QUIT-NOW for help getting free medication, if available and eligible. That's 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Kansans who bought Volkswagen vehicles with a 2.0-liter diesel engine are eligible to receive an estimated $11.1 million as part of a legal settlement with the state of Kansas. The monetary relief, in addition to an option to sell back the vehicle or have it modified to correct the problem, settlement with attorneys general, together with related settlements with federal governments and private litigants, announced resolve consumer protection claims brought against the car manufacturer by the attorneys general of 40 other states. The company accused of violating state laws prohibiting unfair or deceptive trade practices by marketing, selling, and leasing diesel vehicles equipped with illegal and undisclosed defeat device software. And State Attorney General Derek Schmidt has asked the Kansas Supreme Court to reconsider its opinions in a group of DUI cases in light of a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision in Birchfield. The Attorney General's request filed yesterday afternoon came after the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision on three DUI-related cases. Mid-America Network News.
Celebrating more than a half century of service to the community, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture of Washington, featuring a large selection of in-stock carpet, vinyl, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic, residential and commercial. For quality and prices, it pays to check with Dezeen's before you buy. Celebrating 53 years in business, Dezeen Enterprises, Carpet and Furniture on the Square in Washington. Find them online at DezeenFloors.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities in southeastern Nebraska are investigating a fiery crash into a bridge pillar that killed a Lincoln man. The Lancaster County Sheriff's Office says the crash happened just before 1:30 yesterday afternoon on State Highway 2 near Bennett. Investigators say a car driven by 26-year-old Thomas Neely veered off the highway into the grassy medium and struck a Highway 43 bridge pillar. Authorities say a 53-year-old Roga man has lost some fingers on his right hand after a fireworks explosion. The Nebraska State Bomb Patrol Squad and the State Fire Marshal's Office are investigating the incident that happened Sunday in southeastern Nebraska. Lancaster County Sheriff Terry Wagner says Troy Block was setting off artillery shells around 9:45 p.m. when one of the fireworks exploded in the man's right hand. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Celebrate summer in style with great July 4th deals happening right now at Lowe's. Because nothing brings friends and family together like good food and a great-looking home. So hurry into your neighborhood store today to save big on everything you'll need, like select hanging baskets for only $5. Plus, get a 2-pack of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $9.88. Don't miss out on summer's best savings happening right now at Lowe's. Offers valid 6/29 through 7/6. Actual plant size and selection may vary by location. Limit 2 twin packs per customer while supplies last. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details. U.S. only.
Hello, spring. Goodbye, smooth ride. When old man winter has his way with the highways, overcorrect and hold on tight, or clear your Saturday for a weekend in the garage with quality Moog parts from your neighborhood. Auto parts. Let's get you back on the road. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. No action was taken following considerable discussion prompted by a request from Wayne Cruzy, chairman of the Travel and Tourism Advisory Committee, to hire a part-time employee to promote Marysville through social media. Council members asked specifics of the idea to hire someone 20 to 25 hours per week, provide a cell phone and computer, and allow work from home. Impact on current travel and tourism arrangements with the Marysville Chamber of Commerce and Marshall County Visitor Center were brought up. Chamber President Tammy Sedlacek responded, expressing concern if the city were to cut funding provided for operation of the Chamber Tourism Office. The city currently provides funding of $9,000 annually from the Transient Guest Tax Fund. The mayor suggested the matter be referred to the Admin Finance Committee for further consideration. A question was also raised regarding the future of the Marysville Main Street program, as Ali Argo has announced that she is leaving as director of that position at the end of the year. Tony Deaver responded the Main Street Board was in the process of establishing direction going forward, with hopes that Main Street would return to its roots of business contact and promotion, in addition to continuing the Big Blue Barbecue and Mother's Day Flea Market. The city will continue annual funding of Main Street at $15,000. USD 364 Superintendent Bill Mullins gave an update on construction at the elementary school. Work areas and material storage areas were discussed. Additional temporary stop signs will be placed east-west on Halston at 10th Street during the project. Drainage issues on North 12th Street in Marysville's North Park were brought up. Adjacent residents had been contacted but did not want to pay for curb and gutter work to resolve the matter. No action was taken. Abatement process to clean up storage in a yard at 905 Calhoun continued. The property owner has been informed and will be given until July 6th to complete cleanup, after which the city will go in and assess cleanup charges. Approval was given to close the street just north of the new Casey store during construction, with the west portion off 19th Street to remain open for access to the car wash and Veterans Memorial. A bid of nearly $113,000 for the city portion of paving that street was well above an engineer estimate of $70,000. No action was taken toward that effort. New city administrator Austin St. John reported the city's assessed valuation was up at $26,482,425. from $25,066,359 a year ago. Council will hold a budget meeting July 12th. Rick Helms was appointed to a vacancy on the Pawnee City Council at Monday's meeting. That vacancy came as Charlie Hatfield stepped up to the mayor's position with the resignation of Deb Klein for health reasons. Nels E. Hicks, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Prospect Hill Cemetery north of Blue Rapids. Terry Christie, funeral home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Nels Hicks. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, barbecue chicken, cheesy potato, a roll, green beans, and Watergate salad. Tomorrow, hamburger, potato salad, beans, fresh fruit, and a root beer float. KNDY News time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heading into the holiday weekend, widespread showers and thunderstorms promising to impact the nation's heartland. A busy day yesterday across South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas. Large hail and damaging winds and even some isolated tornadoes outside Omaha yesterday. More rain, more thunder showers today in that proximity, stretching northeast across Minnesota, across Iowa, Missouri, south into Texas, and even the southwestern United States. Strong storms a possibility across the nation's heartland, and that could pop up periodically through the holiday weekend as the threat of rain and storms sinks into the central and southern plains by Saturday, Sunday. Could be very wet. In fact, widespread flash flooding likely as well. From the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com, I'm meteorologist Steve Wollenhaus.
Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high on the state hit 106 degrees in 1933. The average low 67, the record low is 50 in 1923. Sunset this evening 8:52, sunrise in the morning 6:01. Might be a few light scattered showers out in north central Kansas, still well west of us. Parts of southwest Nebraska also seeing some light scattered activity indicated by radar. Unlikely that activity is going to track significantly today before dissipating. However, a better chance for rain coming up this holiday weekend. ...69 degrees, cloudy overcast. Winds are light, barometer at 29.95 inches, relative humidity 86%. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Cool down with these sweet summer specials at Landall Lanes. On Wednesdays, you'll get $1 bowling, $1 shoe rental, and $2 appetizers from 4 to 9. Thursdays bring beer specials, $2 premium draws, and $2 Bud Light and Coors Light pounders. It's a special summer at Landall Lanes.
A royal letdown in St. Louis. The Indians on top again, and Phelps is Rio-bound. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. The I-70 showdown went 12 innings last night.
Escobar swings. It's a line drive up the right field line. Piscotty slides, and it's a fair ball. The ball ricochets off of his body and rolls into foul ground. Merrifield scores.
On KCSP, and Kansas City wins in St. Louis 3-2. The Indians just keep on winning.
Swung on, hit high and deep to right. This ball's going. It is gone for Chisenhall. Boy, and Lonnie Chisenhall is having some kind of road trip.
On WTAM, 12 in a row for the Tribe, and Cleveland blanks the Braves 3-0 in Atlanta. And in the Bronx, trailing 7-3 heading into the ninth, the Yankees rallied. Brian McCann's three-run shot tied it, and then...
And the pitch is swung on and drilled to deep right field. It is high, it is far, it is gone! It is a ninth-inning walk-off two-run home run, Didi Gregorius.
On WFAN, Yankees win 9-7. And a blowout in the Bay.
Swings and skies at the deep right. Williamson is back to the track. He's at the wall, and it will go! Jed Lowry just did get it out.
On KGMZ, the Athletics bested their Bay Area rival, the Giants, 7-1 in Oakland. All the anticipation, the College World Series championship game rained out in Omaha. Coastal Carolina and Arizona will play a winner-take-all game at 1 p.m. Eastern on ESPN later today. NHL, a pair of all-star defensemen get swapped. The Canadiens send P.K. Subban to Nashville in exchange for Shea Weber. NFL, Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has signed the richest contract in NFL history. It's a deal worth $140 million, and it covers the next six seasons. And Michael Phelps becomes the first U.S. swimmer to compete in five summer games. After winning the 200 butterfly at the U.S. trials, he's going to Rio. Todd Ant, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Lobbyists are continuing to pressure the Senate this week to consider the GMO labeling compromise introduced by the Senate Ag Committee. The committee's ranking Democrat says the bill more likely to pass after July 5th. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow said the compromise between her and Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts will have the votes when it comes up for consideration by the Senate. But Politico reports, even though some Democrats have said they will back the bill, it's unclear whether it has enough votes. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders announced this week he plans to put a hold on the bill. Other Democrats want the bill to include mandatory on-packaging requirements rather than giving food manufacturers the option of the on-package labels or smart labels that direct consumers to more information. But it's not too late for lawmakers to preempt Vermont's GMO labeling mandate. Though the state law takes effect on Friday, the Vermont Attorney General has said he will not start enforcing the law until the beginning of 2017. More than 100 Nobel Prize winners asking Greenpeace to end its opposition to genetically modified organisms. A letter by the Nobel laureates asked Greenpeace to cease its efforts to block introduction of a genetically engineered strain of rice. Supporters say the rice strain could reduce vitamin A deficiency, causing blindness and death in children in the developing world. Richard Roberts, chief scientist officer with New England Biolabs, helped organize the letter campaign. He stated the current stance on GMO by Greenpeace is damaging and anti-science. Greenpeace International's website says the release of GMOs into the natural world is a form of genetic pollution. Nobel laureate Randy Shikman, a cell biologist at the University of Cal Berkeley, told the Washington Post that he finds it surprising that groups are very supportive of science when it comes to global climate change can be so dismissive of the general views of scientists when it comes to something as important as the world's agriculture future. With this Ag Business Update, powered by AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News Harvest Update from Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Craig Mead. Well, according to the USDA's latest crop progress report issued Monday afternoon, wheat harvest is 87% complete in the state of Oklahoma. However, the executive director of Oklahoma Wheat, Mike Schulte, disagrees with that assessment.
Yeah, Craig, I think those numbers are a little off just based on what I'm hearing from producers and elevator managers across the state. I would say throughout the bulk of the state, we're around 98% to 99% complete with harvest, with the exception of the Panhandle region and then parts of southwest Oklahoma where producers have had to struggle with the lower lying areas of trying to get parts of that crop out. Some of those areas probably have about 5% left. Again, rain has hindered us now this week again in those regions.
Schulte says in spite of the issues with rain, the yields have been decent.
Overall, from the Oklahoma-Texas border up to the Oklahoma-Kansas border, reports of the yields very favorable, anywhere from the mid-30s to the mid-60s being reported. Test weights very favorable generally in all regions. Maybe some lower test weights in parts of southwest Oklahoma on the wheat that didn't get harvested before the rains. But prior to that, test weights were still running anywhere from 60 to 61 pounds.
That's Mike Schulte with Oklahoma Wheat. In Kansas, Steve Badger of Frontier Ag in Oakley reports that harvest began for them in earnest around June 20th. He estimates that they're about 50 to 75% complete in that area. He says yields have gone as high as the 80s, but estimates that 50 to 60 will be the average. He says it's interesting that protein levels have increased as harvest has progressed. He says test weights are averaging above 60 pounds a bushel. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
You can't go a week without hearing how the Ford F-150 is way ahead, leaving every other truck choking on its gravel. And when it comes to safety, the truck that leads the pack is the high-strength, military-grade, aluminum alloy body Ford F-150. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both of the most important safety ratings in America. First, it earned the government's highest overall safety rating, 5 stars, for all sides and all cab configurations. And now, F-150's earned the IIHS top safety pick on super cab and super crew with optional forward collision warning. It's leadership like that that's made Ford F-Series America's number one brand of trucks for 39 straight years. So let's review. F-150 is the only pickup to earn both safety ratings. Once again, raising the bar for what a truck should be. This is the safest Ford F-150 ever, and every other truck is history.
Government 5-star safety ratings are part of the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration's new car assessment program. Tests include driver and passenger front side and side barrier pull tests.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, agriculture, of course. Dairy breakfasts are a great way to fill people's bellies up and also give them a heap and helping of information about agriculture. I'll tell you about one I went to after this.
Diesel additives deliver vital protection and maximum performance for your diesel. Your diesel engine requires specific technology. Additives that can be used in both gasoline and diesel fuel don't deliver the technology diesel engines require. That technology can be found in Power Service Products, the number one selling brand of diesel fuel additives. At Power Service, we're passionate about diesel. It's all we do. Visit powerservice.com to learn about our exclusive year-round maintenance schedule to ensure peak performance of your diesel. The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
Plenty of publicity and plenty of good food made for a great combination recently at a dairy breakfast near Hampshire, Illinois, at the Drendel Dairy Farm. As people waited in line for their pancakes, they passed an information booth where Marla Behrens of the Midwest Dairy Association was dispensing information about agriculture and what are some of the most common misconceptions that she and the Midwest Dairy Association come across and try to battle.
I think one of the major things, and if you just walk around the dairy here, you'll know that the dairy industry takes very good care of their animals, and I take the example that, there are still some men out there beating their wives, and maybe, you know, that's kind of what once in a while you'll hear about an abuse in a dairy. That's very, very small, very, very, and actually I worry more that my dairymen are going to get killed by a bull or something like that. Safety for the dairy farmers as well as for the livestock.
Marla also wanted me to know that she's got a big event coming up.
I run the dairy building at the Illinois State Fair. That starts on August 12th and runs through the 21st. We'd love to have you come down. We have games for the kids in there. We have the butter cow that will be at the Illinois State Fair. And we'd love to have lots of Chicagoland people and everywhere throughout the state come to our state fair.
How many pounds of butter go into the butter cow typically?
About 600 to 800 pounds of butter go into that butter cow.
A lot of butter.
It is a lot of unsalted butter. Oh. That is, it doesn't hold up and it doesn't stay together if it's not unsalted butter. But yes, it's an icon. It's a tradition at the Illinois State Fair since back in 1922.
What happens to the butter after the fair?
After the fair, the butter is put in 5-gallon buckets and it goes to the ice cream plant and it is refroze. Anything that is not dirty, of course. And then after 3 or 4 years, I mean, we recycle it as long as we can, but depending upon the situation, you know, the quality of the butter. And this year we are starting out with fresh butter. because we're having a new sculpture. So we're getting a new sculpture, and we'll have fresh butter this year to start off the 2016 Illinois State Fair.
Marla Behrens of the Midwest Dairy Association. By the way, I did a little digging, and the first butter cow was at the Iowa State Fair. That occurred in 1911, and since then, butter cows have shown up in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. In Minnesota, they don't have a butter cow, but they do have butter sculptures. 12 dairy princesses are sculpted, and the winner of that dairy princess contest becomes the Princess K of the Milky Way at the Minnesota State Fair. Back after this.
The 4th of July is the time when Americans celebrate freedom and independence. It's also the time to spruce up your all-American home. To help out, Hometown Lumber and Hardware and Valspar are offering rebates on paint so you can free up some of your hard-earned money. Between June 26th and July 10th, receive up to $50 back on your favorite Valspar paints. Get back $7 per gallon on Valspar Pristine and a $5 rebate on Valspar Medallion Paint towards a more America the Beautiful from Hometown Lumber and Hardware.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting 200 to 300 head of cattle for the sale today, including 8 baby calves, 5 days to 2 weeks old, 30 black and white faced steers and heifers, 1 month to 250 pounds, 10 red and black steers, 450 to 550, 35 black steers and heifers, 550 to 7, 8 black heifers, 650 to 750, 8 mixed steers, 7 to 750, and 56 black heifers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. Those early consignments for the sale today. A reminder, no sale next Thursday, July 7 at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. It's 7:30 from KNDY. We've got some scattered, mostly light showers out west of us, north central Kansas, parts of southwest, south central Nebraska. Don't know that those will hold together enough to materialize and move our way today, but a better chance as we approach the Independence weekend. In fact, Saturday, Sunday, up to an 80% chance for rain. Maybe our warmest day of the week here as we approach 90 with partly sunny skies today. Temperatures moderate considerably into the Independence weekend.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Red, White, and Blue, the Nordis Motor Company, has a pickup on trade for you, including a 2011 Chevy Silverado 1500 crew cab model in red. It's a Z71 edition, a blue 2014 Ford F-150 extended cab, and a Silverado 1500 regular cab. It's white with a bed liner. It's Red, White, and Blue pickup savings for you at the Nordis Motor Company.
This is the Sports Report from Mid-America Network News. Overcoming two blown games saves the Kansas City Royals reason to believe that this trip would be better. It's hard to come in here and not only once but twice take the lead and never have them answer back, Eric Hosmer said, after a 3-2, 12-inning victory over the St. Louis Cardinals last night. He said, I realize the guys in our bullpen don't do that often, but when it does happen, we do whatever we can to pick them up. The Royals are just 14-25 on the road, one of the worst records in the majors. They're best at home with 27-11. Lorenzo Cain has been placed on the 15-day disabled list with a left hamstring injury. The team is optimistic he'll be back right after the All-Star break. Wichita native and KU product Barry Ellis is joining the Dallas Mavericks for the Summer League in hopes of making the NBA roster. And he is now sponsored by a clothing line called Perry Ellis. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Your wait is almost over.
Coming soon. Details on when and where to purchase your Dodge City Days kickoff concert tickets. 100.9 and 94.7 The Bull present Rusty Ryerson.
Hey, hello.
American country singer-songwriter Sam Riggs.
We were the lucky ones, raised up to be fine.
And this year's headlining act, Craig Campbell.
Just keep them kisses coming.
It's the Dodge City Days kickoff concert.
Yeah, keep them coming all night.
Saturday,
Saturday, July 30th at the Dodge City Roundup Arena. Keep an ear to find out about official ticket outlets and discount coupon outlets. The kickoff concert is brought to you by KFSA Insurance, Lem Cooler Dental, the Family Birth Center at Western Plains, Protex Brand, General Pest Control, and LDI Lang Diesel. And presented by Steckline Communications, the Mid-America Ag Network, Sports Radio 1410 KGSO, and 1480 KQAM, the Big Talker Wichita, and your number one choice for country and fun, 100.9 and 94.7 The Bull.
The College World Series championship game between Coastal Carolina and Arizona had to be postponed yesterday because of bad weather. It will be played tonight. In a lock, Michael Phelps surged to the wall. He whipped around to spot his time, even though that number wasn't really important. What was important, that it was number five. Phelps became the first male swimmer to qualify for five Olympics with a victory in the 200-meter butterfly at the U.S. swimming trials last night. It's a huge milestone in the water, but even more significant, what happened away from the pool. Consider what he's been through. A second drunk driving arrest, a reevaluation of his life, an impending marriage, and his first child. And last night, Phelps cruised to a victory that meant as much personally as all those triumphs that came before. The most decorated athlete in Olympic history is Rio bound. That's your sports report. I'm Stephanie Austin for Mid-America Network News.